91.1 WEDM, it is your boy DJ Rello, and I am back today with another wonderful podcast, man. And today I have a very special guest with me, Chef Stearns. How are you doing today, Chef?
I am fantastic.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's good, man. It's a great day. You were just talking about that earlier. It's a great day. What's making today a great day for you?
We have been dredging some chicken tenders, man, perfecting our smash burger game, getting the kids ready for service over here at the new Warren Eastro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And, you know, for the kids or the audience that does not know you here at Warren Central or anything like that, I mean, the name says it all, but, you know, just run us through a little bit of what you do here at Warren Central.
Sure. My name, obviously, is Chef Stearns. I'm a graduate 1995, proud warrior, glad to be back, but I am a culinary instructor teaching the nutrition, culinary 1 and 2 in the capstone culinary. In addition with Chef Yant, who's been with us for a couple of years now, she's moving and doing the baking and pastry. So we're kind of a tandem, a two-headed snake, if you will, adding some delicious to the east side of Indianapolis.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sounds great, man. I've been down to the new place, the new Eastro. It's looked really good. Looks really nice down there. Tell us a little bit about, you know, that place, the new place down there.
Yeah, no problem. We just got a recent renovation. The entire dining room is brand new. From the days when I went here, it's a whole different vibe. And it's why they kind of named it the Eastro. It kind of goes with the east side and bistro. It's more of a lighter feel, fast casual diner. But it's vibrant colors, a lot of windows, a lot of natural light. We're building an outdoor patio to have outside seating, so it's really looking forward to some fun stuff happening down there.
Definitely, man. We went down there to get a video of earlier in the school year, and you were talking about, you just said, like, the vibrant colors down there. You was like, it was okay, kind of threw you off without the black and gold, mm-hmm, but you said you were going into the green and blue, I believe is what it, or green, mm-hmm, and teal is what it is. So just, you know, run us through, like, what's the meaning behind the green and teal?
The teal and green are our Pro Start colors, and that is our competition when our kids go out and I call it doing battle against the other, mm-hmm, chefs in the area. Those are our state Pro Start colors, and that's basically where a Pro Start program.
Right.
So that just kind of represents our program beyond Warren Central.
Mm-hmm. So, man, that's enough about, you know, Warren Central and, you know, teaching here at Warren. So my podcast is called Beyond the Classroom, and I just want to know, you know, Chef Stearns, you seem like a pretty interesting guy, very interesting guy. What do you do? Like, what are some of your hobbies outside of, you know, school? I mean, I know you like to cook and everything like that, but, you know, what's some more of your hobbies?
Cooking's an easy one, right? Everybody loves to cook, and I'm known for doing that. I've had my own restaurant. That was fun, but it took a lot of time away from my family. So I always say spending time with my family, because that's really the most fun thing you can do. When I'm not spending time with my family, I try to go see any live music I can see. Any kind, any genre, live music. I really like spending time with friends outside, camping, those kind of things. Outdoors is me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely, man. So you spoke on family. How many, you got any kids, married?
I'm married. I've been married for 21, going on 22 years. I've got 3 kids, a 20, 18, and a 10-year-old.
Okay.
My daughter's my youngest. She's 10, still in school. Both of my sons are graduated.
Both graduated. What school did your sons go to?
All of my kids are in New Palestine schools, because that's where we moved when we first got our house. My wife and I, years ago, we didn't even know what school district we were in.
Right.
But they are New Pal Dragons.
New Pal. I know a little bit about New Pal. Yeah. They're not bad. They used to be really, really good at wrestling.
Like, yeah.
Really, really good. When Chad Red
was
there.
Chad over there. He was a fantastic wrestler, yes.
Yeah, man. It was a crazy era back then. I used to love watching them, though. Like, it was... Back then, that's when I was really, like, growing up, and that's when I got deep into wrestling, like, watching Chad and all them. It was a crazy era.
Very much so.
Yeah. But, man, I'm a wrestler, and food, I cut a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Food is it's not my best friend, but, man, I love food, man. You said you ran a restaurant. You know, tell us a little bit about that restaurant that you ran.
So everybody always asks a chef, what's your favorite cuisine, or what style of cooking do you do? And I always come back to comfort food. I'm about gravy, deep-fried stuff that's delicious, stuff that you, Rello, shouldn't probably be having. definitely not when you're cutting weight. But after you cut weight, come see me. I'm going to put some meat on your bones, stick to your ribs type food.
Yeah.
Comfort foods, that's what I'm about.
Right, okay. So, yeah. And then, you know, I've heard rumor has it. Well, I actually seen it, actually, because I came in and when we was doing a video earlier on the Eastro this year, I came in and you were showing a video where you was, I can't remember what's the episode, the show called, I can't remember what it's called, but could you...
It was called Cheap Eats. It was on the Food Network or the Cooking Channel. A few years back, host Ali Khan came in, and it was called Cheap Eats, and the man got a per diem, and he got to tour Indianapolis, and we were one of the restaurants that were chosen. It was called the Tie-Dye Grill, and he came and had one of our breaded tenderloins.
Mm-hmm. And then it was a great video. I came in, I watched it. It was a great video. Oh, yeah. Great show, actually.
Can't go wrong with tenderloins, man. It's a man. State sandwich, I think.
For sure, for sure. I love all kinds of food, man. Like I said, when I'm not cutting weight, I love eating, man. It's a comfort thing, like you said, man. I love eating. But when I'm cutting weight, it's the worst thing to me, man. It's the worst.
We still got some salad options and stuff too.
For sure, for sure, for sure. So you spoke on, you know, kids and everything like that. Did they play any sports or like did they follow like kind of in your footsteps with the chefing or like whatever?
Now my daughter, I can't keep her out of the kitchen. My sons tried to, you know, stay away from me in the kitchen as much as they could because they thought I was going to make them do dishes. Now they look for me for recipes and tailgating items and things they want to go grill out with their friends. Boys played football, baseball. My middle son is very heavily involved in theater.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got, they're still very, very busy. My daughter played travel softball and stays in the kitchen baking. So, yeah, we stay busy.
For sure, for sure.
Stop in, we'll be on the Xbox.
So. So back then, you know, when you were younger, did you play any, you know, football? I mean, or sports?
I played
like
football
that?
For the, we were back then with the Stony Brook. Undefeated, and we didn't have Raymond Park wasn't even a school back then. That's how long ago I went to these schools. But I messed my knees up as a young child and did not pass physicals to play football for Warren. So that's where I had to switch my game into cooking. So
Okay, makes a lot of sense. So do you like any, you know, football, basketball, like national sports?
Oh, for sure. I mean, obviously a big Colts fan. I've liked the Pacers since I was a kid. They've had a couple rough years the last few, but I think they're kind of building up a solid team. I'm really excited for what the Colts are bringing this year and next. They looked really good even though they lost the other day. So I go to Colts games and things like that, local sports if I can too.
Okay. Pacers have been looking rough. I'm not big on basketball, but I do know that for sure. Like I'm bigger, you know, on the football side.
For sure.
For sure. I played football all my life. But up to my sophomore year, I quit. That's when I realized I was, you know, going to go pretty far with wrestling. I was going to go to college for wrestling.
Yes.
So I was just like, I'm going to go and drop football and, you know, just focus on, you know, one thing, try to keep getting better and, you know, progressing in that sport.
For sure.
Back when you were younger, like, was you always, you know, interested in being a chef?
No, not really. When we were touring the school, I walked past this classroom. And they seemed like they're having a good time, you know, and it was a bunch of kids in there. It wasn't real rowdy. And I was like, I need that class. I need to be in that class. And they were like, oh, that's home ec. It was home economics back then. It wasn't, you know. But we learned to sew a little bit, and we learned to cook them because they were making cookies that day. And everybody always walks by the cooking classes and we're cooking cookies and like, oh, what's cooking? And that's kind of piqued my interest. And then I got a job in the industry and realized that that's an industry that I don't think will ever die because people are always going to be hungry.
Right.
And if I can always have a job, if I know how to feed people. So
right, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Now that you said that, that makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so you were talking about, so you pretty much you would say Warren Shindrew, you know, started Chef Stearns.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a warrior through and through, and I wouldn't be where I'm at without Warren Central and the Career Center.
That's pretty cool. I think that's a big part with me, too. I think Warren Shindrew has started DJ Rello. Like, I think I wanted to actually take this, like, to the next level. I want to continue doing, you know, sports broadcasting and everything like that when I go to college.
Absolutely.
This radio program has been, you know, a blessing to me. It's kind of, you know, it kind of brought me out of, like, it kind of made me who I am today as well. Like, I would say when I came in my freshman year, I didn't really, you know too many people. I knew the wrestling team, most likely, like, a couple of football players. But, like, other than that, I was, like, really, like, you know, just a freshman. I was a freshman, laid-back freshman. I ain't know too much. Got in this class. And, you know, kind of, you know, found my own voice.
Right,
and,
you
know,
find your own way. You start feeling good and like, oh, wow, I enjoy this.
Yeah, for sure, man. And Mr. Cass took me in, showed me a lot of things. And I was like, yeah, man, this is it for me. I like this. I like being behind the camera. And you know, back then when I was a freshman, of course, I liked being behind the camera. I didn't want to be in front of a camera. Sure. But now I've adjusted. I can be in front of a camera. I like talking, man. I love getting to know people.
And that's how I like to be seen a little bit, too. I get seen when I show you a sandwich that just makes your heart smile. You know right. what I mean? It's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, man, I agree, man. It's sort of like that with wrestling as well, man. Wrestling's made me a different person as well. Mm-hmm. It's made me who I am today. It's a tough, very tough sport, very tough sport. It changes your mental, man. You're not a normal kid. If you're a wrestler and you can endure a lot of the stuff that kids, you know, these days can't.
You learn about adversity a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. 100%, man. It's a lot of adversity. I've overcame a lot of things these past couple years, man. Especially last year. I had a tough year last year. Got hurt twice in the season, and it was just a tough year for me last year. And, you know, I find a way to keep going and every day.
Yeah, a lot of people call their victories is what keeps them going and what makes them who they are. I think a lot of times it's the losses
right.
that make you who you are.
Right.
And you grow from those losses, and that's what makes you bigger and stronger.
Speaking of losses, man, have you ever, you know, like, took any losses, like, in your life, like, such as, like, you know, losing a job or getting the job
yeah.
or something like that?
I will tell you a prime example, the job I had right before I got lucky enough to jump into this, I was up for promotion at my job, and I did not get a bachelor's degree out of college.
Mm-hmm.
And a young lady who was probably 23 years my junior, just got out of college, very green in the industry, got a job above me, making like $26,000 more a year than me. But because she had the piece of paper, zero clue on how to do the job, but because she showed the dedication early on, and it makes me regret it, you know, not going to school a little further 20 years ago.
Right.
But yeah, that was a big loss,
right?
You know, but it also was a big gain for me because it allowed me to tell my kids, hey, look, you know, that school makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Going to college may pay you dividends 25 years later and you don't realize it. So you could have had a degree in dog grooming and still, you know, been my boss. So.
Right. Makes a lot of sense, man.
Yeah.
Definitely. It definitely changes you, man. You know, you take a couple losses and you think, you sit there and you think, especially like with wrestling, it's a one sport thing. It's only you. You know, you can't really blame too many people but yourself when you know fall down or you take a loss, and you can't blame too many people but yourself, but you find it within you, you know, to keep going and, you know, keep pushing. It makes you, you know, tougher in a way.
For sure.
Definitely, man. But you speaking on, we do this thing here in the radio. It's called Teach Madness. This is your first year here.
I did it last year, too, yes. I got beat by Mr. O'Brien.
You were in there last year?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
First round by Mr. O'Brien, but didn't nobody know who I was.
That was a bad draw. Oh my God.
I know. Mr. O'Brien's awesome, and he runs really fast, and I don't run quick.
Yeah, that was a terrible draw.
He would outrun me every time.
Man, that was a terrible draw. I think he was, like, runner-up the previous year.
Yeah, he does pretty solid. That's why I said I got, you know, it's maybe a 2-seed versus a 14-seed is what I got, but it's okay.
We'll go a
little further this year.
Oh, my God. That was a terrible draw. I think you should definitely, you know, made a great run. You should have made a great run, man. That was a bad draw on me. Mr. O'Brien, yeah, he's cool. I had him on here. I think he was one of my first ones of this school year.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, he was one of my first ones on here this school year.
Yeah, he would beat me in a foot race, for sure.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
But, you know, I might beat him on a grill. I don't know. I've never had his cooking, though. I don't judge anybody until I've tasted their cooking.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you, man. I hear that. So you said you went to college. What college did you go to?
I went to the Ivy Tech. Fighting Sidewalks, I guess. We didn't really have a mascot.
For real? Fighting Sidewalks? That's funny. Y'all didn't have a mascot back then. Do they have one now?
I don't think so. There's no sports teams at Ivy Tech. It's more of a vocational.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense. Man, when you went into college, did you go into college? What degree did you come out with?
I went in for hospitality and restaurant management. Now the culinary industry is night and day 25 years ago from what it is now. They taught you primarily like mass production food, big hotel restaurant management and hospitality. And now it's more refined with like butchery, and you can get into vegan diets, and there's so much difference. Like the culinary world has opened up with, you know, Ramsay and things like that, and Bourdain have just really opened up people's eyes. And you guys were home for all those years with COVID watching all those cooking shows on Netflix, man. So they've got some good yellow cooks out here.
Yeah, man. Definitely, man. Well, I appreciate you, Mr. Seth Stearns, for coming on here, man.
Always.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it a lot.